Welcome back to the Duncan Bruins pregame show. Time to bring in the head coach, Bruce Cassidy, sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Bruce, just how beneficial was it to have three straight days off, considering how busy December has been, and an opportunity for everybody to spend some time with their families?
Well, I think everyone looks forward to that part of it, no matter what your line of work is this time of the year. Good to get together. Some people don't see their family all year, so it's the one time you can sort of get everyone in the same room. As for getting away from the rink, I think it did everyone some good, mentally recharged the batteries. I think guys are excited to play. They seem happy to see each other this morning, so hopefully that translates on the ice. But at the end of the day, I think every team in the league would tell you the same thing. It's an enjoyable 3 days off.
Recently, you were asking for your goaltenders to push through and or have your offense finish a little bit more. Did you see both against the Capitals?
Yeah, obviously we had a good first period. We got to the dirty areas. The goals we scored were getting to the net, second chances, hanging in there. So we need a few of those, especially against a bigger team. So that was, we checked that box there. And then as for the goaltending, I thought Tuukka played well. We didn't do a lot offensively after the first period. One of those games that when you get up four goals, you're kind of, okay, just play the right way here and defend well. And even though we gave up a lot of shots, I didn't feel like the chances were as slanted as maybe the shot total. It wasn't like, you know, breakaway after breakaway. We kind of managed the game well enough, and he made the saves he was supposed to. And hopefully he feels better about his game, too, getting the win column.
You were talking recently about the team's forecheck, and the way that you forechecked against Washington seemed to be very effective. What's got it trending in the right direction?
Well, if your first guy goes with pace, right, you need some speed on the forecheck, and that's the battle versus, you know, the physical lineup versus the pace lineup. You know, you want to be able to get there on time to affect the play. And in today's game, it's a lot, you do that a lot with your feet and your stick, more so than the bigger guys. And what you'd like is a combination of both. I think when we're at our best, that's what's happening. But we got in there a few times, and obviously the Bjork goal is a good example of Crowley getting in there, creating a loose puck. Got in there twice, even with the empty net, he got in there and created a loose puck for Krejci's empty net goal. So good for Sean to get in there and disrupt some breakouts, and then you got to manage it and be hard on it and get to the net in a hurry, and I think we did that well. And then the last part of it usually is, are the D keeping pucks alive to tire teams out and then get them to sort out coverage. So put those things together, and that's when we're at our best, and we're still trying to find that part of our game.
Charlie Coyle was a piece of that forecheck. He registered a shorthanded goal and an assist the other night against the Washington Capitals. What do you want to see him build on heading into tonight and looking forward?
Well, that part of it is going to the net. The goal Bjork scored, he was a beneficiary of a loose puck from Crowley, and then he took it right to the front of the net. Now, they converged on him, and he ended up kicking it over to Bjork. But stuff like that, where you're, when you do have a puck, try to get inside, get to the net. Same with the breakaway. You know, he used his body position and picked his spot. So for him, it's a matter of attacking, driving that line. He's going to have Crowley and Bjork on there again tonight. He's got some speed on his wing, so possess the puck, bring some people to you and dish it. Or if they don't come to you and they play man-to-man, then, you know, he'll beat his guy 9 times out of 10, then go to the net once you do.
Jake DeBrusk with a power play goal that got things started the other day against the Washington Capitals. Is he getting better in that spot where he plays in the man advantage?
Well, hey, listen, he's always been a solid guy in there. We've just used him and Danton both, partly to keep Monas, partly to mix both guys in, and we want them both feeling good about their games. So, but that's the type of goal we want Jake to score a little more if he's going to be in that spot. Teams that play away from the front of their net, their D and the penalty kill. We'll see that with Buffalo tonight. They play away a little bit. So you got to be willing to hang in there, get some pucks banging off your body and some cross checks here and there, some whacks. But if we're playing the right way on it, we should be getting pucks in there. That's the final piece of it. If he's standing in there and no one's shooting, then it's a tough job for him and never see any pucks and get rewarded. So, you know, you got to piece it all together. Everyone has to do their part, and he did his the other night.
How do you want your group to adjust without Krug and McAvoy here tonight?
Well, the onus shifts on some of the D to, you know, to be able to make a good first pass, identify what that first pass is and make it in a hurry. Listen, it can't be something you're not. We're not asking Grizz to be Krug in the first unit. Just be yourself, move the puck, just like Clifton, probably see a little more time. I have often said that Cliffy, when he's on, he plays a bit like Charlie. He can be physical. He can move the puck, make a good first pass. Doesn't have Charlie's stature or experience or maybe composure, but, you know, if he keeps playing well and gets some minutes, and, you know, maybe that's a good goal for him down the road. But he's a guy we've seen do it. Steve Camper with time and space can make plays. Can he do it without the time and space? You know, at this level, it's a little quicker, so he's going to have to make that adjustment as well.
Both teams are in the same boat. Each team off for the last three games because of the CBA and the National Hockey League. So how, as a coach, do you try and tackle such unique circumstances?
You got to trust your group. We've been around. Let's hope they, had a good couple days, maybe yesterday, sort of getting back into exercise mode, get the heart rate up a little bit. Today we had our typical morning skate. We tried to stay consistent with routine. Shift length for me, the in-game management of the shift is very important, I think, early on especially, because you don't want to empty the whole tank early on, because you might not recover as quick when you haven't been on the ice. So that's one thing we'll look at. And I think that's probably the biggest thing. If we can avoid those types of shifts where we get ourselves in trouble, then we'll have a good chance to win the game and have our legs and be into it quickly.
Good luck tonight, Bruce.
All right, thank you.
That's the head coach, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Sabres are coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.